wine. They had wine poured all over. So this is we're in a Cold War getting hotter. And very danger. We reported it today, and of course the government's not in session, and they're not in residence. And personally, I'm sure they're making contact tonight, or earlier tonight, making contact with some of our dear friends, the head of the party, and Dr. Reed, the deputy prime minister, and other important officials like the head of immigration. But it's a serious business that they would move up, step it up, and we have the memo in our hands. It's not a theory. It's not something that's important to us. We have the memo from the states. We had to see it with our own eyes before we could operate on it. We had to know that this was for real. And here it says, all mail return to sender. Any mail for Guyana, return it to sender. Or, in some cases, if it's Social Security, send it to such and such an office. They put various stamps on it to where they want the mail to go. They don't. Sometimes they don't send it back to sender. Sometimes if they want to see what's in the mail, they send it someplace else. Now, if it's a check, they send it back to whatever department they stamp on there. It's a clear order. It's very clearly written up to the Postal Department. And the Postal Department, I never did know that Social Security had any authority over the Postal Department, but you find out a hell of a lot of things when you live outside and look at that big fascist monster. You find out a lot of things about that fascist monster that you don't see inside. Social Security is not supposed to be able to order the Postal Department what to do. But and then they ordered the Social Security Department, Interpol, that's an international police, not even the United States police, made up of Nazis. And they're ordering everybody around. They're giving the orders for what the United States is to do. It's a very weird, weird situation where a Nazi police of the leading capitalist countries are actually telling governmental agencies what to do and what not to do. Not U.S. police, but not U.S. FBI, but Interpol, which is more and more in our finding is synonymous with CIA. We're finding ourselves out in the hotbed of a CIA mess, which is no surprise to us. We had been in the Treasury Department, we've been in the Los Angeles Police Department, we've been in the San Francisco Police Department, and we've got a new one now. I've forgotten what it is, some institute connected with American University that's doing a lot of dirty work for the government. It's supposed to be a university training people in to train them abroad, but we find out it's a secret arm of the conspiracy. And that may not alarm some people here, but some of you who are yawning and playing around here, you may get to die in another few hours. How's that ball you? I know it's got mighty quiet now. I think all of you are looking at me now, aren't you? Mm-hmm. You're all looking at me real, real good right now. There may be a hole for every one of us.
That's right.
How's that bomb you? Now I'll go back. They won't let you go back. No matter what you want to do, they won't let you. If you start some goddamn war, they won't let you. And that's a war when you start meddling with people's mail. When you tell a whole government that they cannot get their mail. When you tell all the people in a country that they cannot get their mail. That's not just the United States citizens. That's a whole lot of people who earn Social Security over there in the United States. Came hundreds of people retire here after they've made their living over there because they can't stand the racism. So, that's pretty serious business. And what it means, time will tell. At least it means that we will we won't have to wait on the sadness of the graveyard, and we won't have to go through the hell that I had to go through last night, the hell I don't have to go through anymore, because I just had a little sensation that it wouldn't be done just exactly like it ought to be done, and I have to go through that hell with a stalwart comrade who'd been, I suppose, through life the best friend I had had, and indeed was the best friend you'd had, because she allowed me to be your protector at the point of never even feeling free to develop any kind of faith or accepting of healing from me. I had to work with her so hard to keep her from a stroke the other night when she was in that stroke, because you could just feel her resistance to me. She didn't want me to take any energy from me. She couldn't come to meetings because she couldn't stand the pain of me, the terrible pain that people put me through. She couldn't stand it. She couldn't stand the betrayals. And the little lady's gone, and I had to stand there and watch that all the nails be put in the coffin just right. And then I have to stand there as a communist when some of you fuckers are stealers, thieves. I have to stand there as a communist and take the clothes from her that others had slipped on her trying to do right by me, but was not communistic, because the dead can't wear clothes. But that was a hellish pain to me to have to go through that mess. And I don't want to go through that mess anymore. And each time one of you would go, if you didn't follow my teachings, you couldn't accept healing or you didn't believe in it, that's what I'll have to do. I'd have to see that you were then to see that they were put in there right and not just treated like a bag of flour. And there was a number of factors that caused me concern. And I thought there'd be some old scraps that would have padded the box well, but there was nothing in the box at all, but just a kind of a something draping it. I didn't want coloration. I just sort of wanted something for twofold reasons that would be soft to the box. I suppose a little bit of the illusionary. It would say resurrection. I've seen everything else happen. I wouldn't be so shocked at that. But what was more concerning to me is that some fool later trying to say we'd done something to her, that she could be dug up and there would have been no sores. I wanted her padded, but that wasn't done. It wasn't done. I wanted it to be, because there wasn't a mark on her body. We'd given good medical care. And the same with Emmett, but Emmett, his wife didn't want him moved at times. There wouldn't even have been a slight little bruise on him. But you have to move patients. And if they won't to let you move them, you must move them. Because if you don't, there's a far more pain they'll develop from these horrible decubiti, the bed sores that eat right into their bone, and there's nothing so painful they never heal on people who are laying. And so we saw that she didn't have a mark on her body. And I thought, well, we could maybe be inventive and find some old sacks or some old pieces of rag. But when I got in, all I saw was a curtain. And perhaps I didn't communicate myself, and they're very likely. So I didn't make any issue of it, but it was hell to go through. And I saw a good pair of socks, and I thought, well, here's a mother over here that's standing in line that can use that pair of socks. I couldn't put those warm, good, brand-new socks on her, but to hell to have to go through and take that off. I don't give a shit about facing a war. I went through as much hell as I want to last night from the years on back. That trapped it all, what I had to go through last night, and I thought, they never will get these nails in there. I had to stand and just in my feeling, and it was right. I was right in my feeling, and to see that it was done just like it ought to be done. And I know that my son, Stephen, felt the same kind of compunction over there at the grave. Did an excellent job to see that dirt would not go down on the remains, and to be sheltered, as we will do with each of you, if that were to happen, if you didn't believe in healing or couldn't follow medical advice. As my mom just couldn't do it. She wouldn't do it. She's a strong-willed, stubborn soul. And she could have many more years, but she had her way of doing things. And that one point worked great things for you and me, in the sense that she stood up against the FBI for hours and hours and hours, and it worked great things for you and me. But a lot of you folk are good folk, but you just won't listen to anything medically. And you walk around with tons of flesh on your bones and expect me in the last minute to heal you. No, I can't. Can't. When you don't follow instructions, when you don't listen to what I tell you, you walk around just begging for a stroke and begging for hypertension and diabetes. Don't expect me to pull some kind of a wand, a miracle, and pull a stunt and something out of the grab bag at the last minute and say, well, I'd do like I please if I was going to heal me. No, 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 no. You have a right to go up there and eat like a dog, but you also have a right then to die. Because I can't do anything about that. I can't do anything about it. I do more than anyone on earth has ever done and ever anyone, human being, will be able to do. I have seen resurrection for me, and I know it never existed from anybody else, and I doubt if anybody else will ever be able to do it that comes down the road. I have done phenomena that astounded me, and phenomena that don't mean a damn to me, and perhaps that's just exactly why it doesn't, other than the few times I've saved people from paralysis or strokes, or my mom, like I did two nights before, from being paralyzed. That would have been a crime, to see her unable to talk or unable to move one side, or unable to even barely more than listen, and her tongue hanging out from complete paralysis, and all the saliva going down her throat, down her face, and down her clothes, her gown. That would have been a hell. I did pull her out of that, but in that beautiful will of hers, she even resisted that. She didn't want any part. She didn't want to take from me. Didn't want to take from me. Didn't want to take from me. And the only thing she'd ever talk to you about was the time I came by for one day since I've been here. I got to lay down for an hour and rest. And she talked to everyone and said, Jim got to rest. My son got to rest on my bed. That was the way she looked at me. And as she told different ones of you, like, I could never become the child to him. Everybody else is a child to him. He said, I can't be. I'm going to be the mother, and I'd have to be the child to him to receive from him. I'd have to be the child to receive healing. And I can't think in those ways. I can't take the energy from him. She believed I could do it for you. And indeed would do it at times in the matter of pneumonia. She put the cloth on so that she wouldn't become an extra care. She'd wear the cloths, you know. But to get the kind of faith, and then also to get the kind of structure, because she's strong-willed. She just did not want to, night before she died, I told her, Mom, you've got to change that position. You're laying in the wrong position. I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be bothered. I said, well, Mother, I love you. It's your business. It's your business. But I said, I don't want to be bothered. And she looked up at Cheryl, I think, and another Esther, and she said, will you tell these two ladies that I want to sit in peace? So that was my mother. But they were trying to help her because she was leaning on that toilet and sitting on that toilet too long and bent over, and I knew it, and I was trying to get her to move. But I thought then, it's better that she have peace. Better that she be in peace. Because you can't change. And I say that to my mom and say to you, it's hard to change people. Can't teach old dogs, sweet, lovely, loyal old dogs. Hard to teach old dogs new tricks. They just don't want to listen to you. So she knew more about how she wanted to sit on the toilet. And she made her decision. She had that right to die. And she was having trouble getting her breath, and she worried about everything. And one of the major things that was done to her was to worry her with some of the things around here. People would always go in and tell her when something happened to me, or when some kind of a crisis, and when the two ran away, they had to tell her, and she worried about that for hours, had a major attack. And then the next major attack was when something happened here to me and Stephen, and when Stephen suffered the most. And so some people here with a big mouth just kind of helped kill her, and our enemies out there helped kill her, because she just didn't have the will to fight all that. She worried too much about the people she loved. I have that same problem. So you have to worry and watch that you don't worry me too much, because I worry about all of you. But actually, when I think that they're going to give us no choices, and it means that we may be able to fight for Guyana, or fight those fascists outside and those inside that may have their CIA connections, and fight with the good socialist leaders of this country in actually a physical battle, it doesn't bother me at all. But I know how some of you sure wake up when we talk about that, because that means that a good half of you will die right on the spot. You won't have any choices one way or the other about that. Some of the others who may run, and you may beg, but you'll still die sometime. And we who die first, because some of us will not beg, and we'll not run, and we'll run at them, and if we run out of guns, and if we run out of a weapon, if we run out of a cutlass, they'll still have to kill us. You can make somebody kill you. You can make somebody kill you. You certainly can make somebody kill you. And then, if you don't like what they're going to do, and I'm about to tell them, listen, tell them on that radio, they better lose those Social Security things, tell them there's going to be a fast. We will put on a fast. Every one of us, we seniors, will put on a fast, and we will not eat. And we'll have to come out here and make us eat. You hear what I'm saying? I didn't say our children, but some of us will put on a fast. By God, we will be heard, and we'll get right on that radio and tell them all over the fucking world that we're going to fast till we get our goddamn money. We got a right to do that. Peace. And before we starve, I'll have some other things that I won't tell it over the radio. Next things we'll do, we'll keep that little trade secret, but I'm certainly going to let us stand here and starve to death to suit the fascists. We'll tell them we're going to fast a while, we will. We'll make it nervous. We'll make some headlines in certain parts of the world if the capitalist world ignore us. And even they like a story. They like to hear about socialists that are fasting, going a little without their food, so they'll write a little bit about that. Then I'm sure they'll write about the next and the second and the third and the fourth stages of it. Because I got all laid out. You know, some of you plan about who you're going to marry, and the relationship committee, and who you're going to fuck. I got a lot of plans, too.
I ain't thinking about fucking. I'm thinking about raping. Peace. And I ain't thinking about dicks and vaginas. Got different folks going to visit us in different times. I've got all kinds of programs. Depends upon how, what kind of a birthday party they want or what kind of anniversary they want when all these distinguished people come through. And some of you are too naive. You don't know what Jim Jones is all about. You can't even follow him. You haven't even smelled where he's at yet, much less followed him. You don't even know who he is, and you might miss him if you didn't have a real good look at him. You wouldn't even know who he looked like. You really haven't gotten next to him, but I've got all kinds of things in store. They better lose that goddamn money, because I don't die easy. That's one thing I refuse to do. I don't die easy. I don't accommodate my enemies. I raise a lot of hell when they start taking your rights away, when they start doing things to you that are not right. I like to make them a lot of hell on. You who are stupid piss ants and reptiles and lower than the primates, you can make me whoopee if you want. But your whoopee makes me sicky. And so you can make your whoopee while I do something that's far more significant. You can't hardly get it on in the first place they went over with you, don't know what you had. But I sure will know if they keep fucking with you, I will know what's going to take place. I got me some big plans. Both here, there, and everywhere. Mm-hmm. Got lots of plans. I only have to just gargle right over the radio and all hell breaks loose. Not quite that significant, but just one word to one person, another word to another person, and it sounds like aimless little talk about the sunshine. But if I start that conversation, the whole fucking world's going to know that we came along. And I may lose a lot of my memory, but I won't lose those words. One word starts one group to pray. Another word starts another group to pray. Another word starts some other group to pray. Another word starts some little old sister on her way to shopping in San Francisco to go some other place. Yeah. Off our fucking back. That these people earn this money. I'm serious about it. Now, I don't know. I've been through this shit so much, I don't know what to do with this shit. These are some of these people are outrageous. I don't know. Here we go again. This is about the time six. I don't want to hear from a good man back there. Ron Tinker. Some of you people are so outrageous. I don't know if she's able to do this. She's not going to be very well. Yes, you can hear something, Ron. South Georgia? Sure, it's all precious. It's precious. Intimidating precious. Precious, 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 precious. But they've tried all kinds of shit already. They threaten them with the International Monetary Fund. We're fairly secure. You can feel reasonably secure with the government, the present government, unless they throw a coup d'etat, you know. Unless they just simply come in with napalm bombs. What the fuck is it? They haven't been able to do that in Africa, so I doubt they're going to risk it over here. They got thrown out of Vietnam, and the United States is slightly hesitant to start another one because that's when the young boys, the narcissistic boys and their mamas, start protesting. That's the only reason they got out of Vietnam, because our people wouldn't tolerate that war anymore. And we don't know how to win them anyway. We never win a jungle warfare. We lost it in Cambodia, we lost it in Vietnam, and they're afraid of having jungle warfare anywhere because they lose every goddamn place they go. The United States just doesn't have the belly and the steel and the spine to fight a war in a jungle. So they'll have to do it in all kinds of monkey shines that they're pulling like now. And they've tried innumerable pressures. They promised bad press and they promised good press. They told this government that they would tear them up in the press, or they told them they would build them up if they pushed us out, got rid of the association with us. But they're very, very afraid of a radical communist group in their northwest district. They're very afraid of that. The United States is, and the imperialists, not this government. Because the prime minister turned right around and said that we were indispensable to the security of Guyana. Now, I haven't fully asked him about what all the hell that meant, but I can figure it means quite a bit. That's a strong statement. We are committed to people's temporary existence in our Northwest District. I'm quoting several top-notch people, government people, and one of the best lawyers in the country. There's three different quotes that are in my mind. One of them, as I said, we are committed to the existence of People's Temple in our Northwest District. People's Temple survival in the Northwest District is indispensable to Guyana. Now, that's indispensable. You can't. That means they're not going to spend that. They need that. They want that. Now, why they want it, I don't know. There's a struggle inside any country, always. There's some CIA elements, and there are some right-wing elements. Very small, though. The greatest bulk of the leadership, the power leadership of this party, the People's National Congress, are Marxist-Leninists. You got some dudes in there that are not. And those dudes have tried, and they've connived, and there's been conniving going on with somebody here. We've got to tell, by the way, tell them that the number they got from the telephone bill that we got. Tell them that number is not a telephone number. They may have forgotten it. It's a telegram on CK. Somebody hear that? I don't know what I mean. CK, huh? CK, that number, we can say telephone bills. Yeah, I'll get telephone bills. I'll get your fucking drawers if I want to find out what the hell you're doing. That's what you have to get to do. I didn't do that. No, I never did in the States, but I do it now. I buy whatever the hell I can get. You buy telephone bills and you find some interesting shit. You know you can buy a telephone bill? And buy your mail. You can buy anything in the United States. Yes, she may go to that thing. You can buy anything you've got a price for. But after a while, I'm sick of this shit. You can buy. That's the one thing about capitalism. It's natural seeds of decay. They love money. They'll even take communist money if it's big enough. You follow what I'm saying? They'll take communist money. They'll take our money to give us information on customs. They'll take our money to give us information about the FBI. Don't tell me they won't, because I've already got it. They take my money to get me information on what that criminal Maze is doing. They take my money to give me information on who Grace Stone's talking to. And don't spare her neck. She is an evil bitch. Oh, yes, all kinds of little connections she's had. All kinds of connections. From White Citizens Council, Ku Klux Klan, Mafia. Tried everything they could to get everything, anybody they can get on our back. She's tried it. And don't spare Mr. Tim Stone, too. He's also, all these motherfuckers, they talked about some of the best things that ever did. The pride of our life wasn't what we did in the church building. It was a few things that we did that caused little babies not to get bombed in Vietnam. I'm not going back over that shit because some of you don't remember it. I spelled it right out when I thought the world might come to an end 3 years ago or four. I spelled it out just plain as day. But I stopped bombs from dropping on babies. And I'm not sorry about that. But old Tim Stone, by God, we got his bill, and son of a bitch and Grace Stone, they both talked all about that. About 4 hours, that shit, they talked. They talked. And they say, well, why don't we hear about it? Well, they don't want to give us quite that honor, because if they put us down for what I really am, I'll be the only leader in the whole fucking Western world, you see? And then they're a little hesitant to do that. They're hesitant to give me my credits for stopping trains and stopping bombs and that kind of shit. They're a little hesitant to do that, because if they do, there's nobody else left in America that stands for people and lifts the cause of revolution, and then that would automatically mean that I'd get a tag of being a revolutionary. Even though the sentence for the crime that they could charge me with would be death. They're still unwilling to give me a charge me with a crime that would honor me amongst revolutionaries in the world. That ought to give you some encouragement. That's where revolution's coming in the world. There's enough revolutionary sentiment, they do not want to give Jim Jones credit for some of the best thing he did. They told all kinds of shit, but they do not want to give credit for the one thing. And if you remember that one spectacular thing, then you don't wake up, honey. You fall off of that chair. They don't want to shift yourself. They don't want to give me credits for the thing that would make us revolutionary. Clearly. Even though I'd be the most wanted person in the United States. Even though I could be sentenced to death and called an espionage agent or called a traitor. Traitor to capitalists, I sure am. I'm a traitor to capitalists. Any goddamn time I can get a chance, I'll be a traitor to capitalists. And capitalists are undoing themselves, because they're leading me closer and closer to the ones that are behind all this shit, because capitalists will think on each other if you pay them. Don't tell me, I know I'm doing it. So you use a metaphysical gift, I'll tell you when I use my gift. Every time I healed your cancer, every time I opened a blind eye, when I opened the miracles and cured paralysis on my mom and cured the paralysis on this Williams boy, all those marvelous things, all those things, when you went to Childlike Rose Peterson with cancer all over your body and your lymph glands, and then you get there and the doctor says, I am perplexed. Your pastor's done some work. He's been praying for you. You don't need me now. All ready to go send her across to Suriname, to another country for radiation because it was too late. Nothing more could be done, and all of a sudden I wipe away. That's me. I can't pay no capitalist to do that shit. But that takes a lot of energy for me to do that, you see. That takes a lot of energy. So if I can pay some motherfucking capitalist to give me a phone bill, I'll pay that. A lot of you don't understand that. Don't pull no shit. I can get anything I want to buy, and I know how to buy it. I got people back there doing that, too. I got folks back there that don't act socialist. They're walking around peeing and dying and whining, and you'd think they were some high classy chassis in the social set. And some people you don't know. You don't know when you go wake up to commit treason. You better be sure you know who you're dealing with, because after we were all dead over here, you might go to a social party after you're trying to get your little reward, your little 30 pieces of silver for selling out the greatest people on earth, and you walked in with the Judas tribe, and the wife of Judas might be one of the ladies I'd laid to make a socialist. And she might give you slow poison in your champagne. You know, like these fuckers, I like to look at you now, because you don't know how clever I am. One thing you've all done is underestimate me. I made plans for treason long ago, because I knew I couldn't trust nothing. I knew I couldn't trust anything but communism and the principle in me, yes. I knew that that's what I had to depend upon, not depend upon the arm of the flesh, and never put all your eggs in one basket. So, honey, I put my eggs, I roll my balls in many places. And you figure that out if you want to. Now I can go get me information that I need when I need it. Happy days are here again. Think about that, honey, when you think about selling out. You go back to New York, you won't be safe. You go back to California, you won't be safe. You go to Pennsylvania, you won't be safe. Your ass ain't gonna be safe. Don't pull no shit. So they're all getting by. The only reason they're getting by, the only one reason. All I have to do is go. I'm just trying to get my people outside in any more trouble. Yeah, that's true. They're talking in code, they're talking in tongues. Anybody understand? Anybody want to question just what I've said? I'm sure some of you ought to question, because some of you got ideas that you're going to pull sometimes that you're going to regret. Because if I were in the grave, if I was out there parked out there with my beloved mother that I had to nail, I'm a man in many ways of steel, so I feel every ache and pain. The suffering is intense. It's more real than you, because you don't feel like I feel about people. You're learning, some of you, but you haven't come where I'm at. You don't have that loyalty, that terrible feeling of pain with every breath that someone takes when they're sick. It gets to me. And so, honey, I've made long, long plans to take care of these people I've tried to protect. These beloved people that have given so much. You better let them live in peace. Better not fuck over them. Better not fuck over them. You better hope I keep talking to you. When I stop talking to you, and I start calling up some of my... aces in the hole. And I will, thank you, Reverend. It'll be dangerous business then. Shift your right and shift your left. If you can't put me in the grave and get away from me. You know, that old song used to be alive. You sing it, low in the grave, he rose. Low in the grave he lay, but up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. You could plant me out there, but I'm not going to let it be, you see. Plant my mama and some of those good people Some of those good people laid down their mantle. When we did this, we all laid down our mantle. You can run out through that field. You can run out through that field after we've all laid down, fighting the capitalists if they ever chose to come in here. But I wouldn't worry about that because I've got lots and lots of tricks up my sleeve. But anyway, if the worst were to come to the worst, and you would have run away, and you would have get away if they came in here. You couldn't. You've seen folks try to run away before. And the government's on our side. You watch that. You watch folks try to go through the jungle and end up with their arm cut off so somebody could get their ring. Well, you heard the news the other night when I read to you about somebody up in Matthews Ridge. They take a walk out there in a fucking crocodile and they had somebody inside it. So if you take a walk now, you're in lots of distress. But say they come in and with the United States use some fascist army around us to come in here and invade us. And they made a path through the jungle so you could walk and get a boat so no snake could get to you for a little while. And you got all the way back to New York, or Chicago, or Detroit, or Miami, or Philadelphia, or Los Angeles, or San Francisco, or any other place. I just named a few. You won't get by. Anybody figure why that should be? Anybody got any question about such a policy? Anybody got any question why that policy should be invoked? I think that's a fair policy. When people have given their all, we've gone through hell and high water and sacrificed, put our everything together. Some worrying around, going around, they never want to have one thing that somebody else doesn't have, share the last bit of this or that, and give away things while others keep hiding things back, give away their watches so we can bring in more food. You think I'm going to let somebody betray that? When some of us have had to put the nails in our own loved one's coffin, then have to see that they got buried right and put the dirt on them? I'm going to forget. Anybody got any question about such a policy? Does everybody understand the policy? Are you sure you understand the policy? Then be careful. Well, Santa Claus is checking his list, going over it twice, seeing who's naughty and who's nice. I'm all ready for about 10 infantry divisions and a regiment. I'm in good shape. How about you?
Situation. Yeah, I just check it. Get him on. Good therapy. It's all right.
Any other question? I give you a mouthful there. Give you an earful. You must have some questions. Shit. You couldn't have got all I said. The old girl's out, huh? Hey, she gets sick. I can't hold it. Maybe she might be dead. Better go check on her. The old bitch deserves to be dead. Some people fucking with me, you know. They don't play to fuck with somebody that's got a live wire. That's right. Can't revive folk when they're ornery as hell. That's one old bitch I won't have to deal with tonight. I'm glad for that. You're all glad for one confrontation we won't have to deal with. It's wonderful. You say, that's bad boy to behave. No, not if you knew what I know. Some of you know what I'm talking about. These people that can accuse us of taking their things and they go around and steal. They steal off everybody else under the sun. They stole to get the stuff that they got to get here. Then they get pissed because they had to turn it over. Oh, Lord God, it's a good thing to believe in communism. Don't believe in people, because communism's a goal out there to reach. Say, well, nobody ever going to reach it. I did. You see, every now and then, some beautiful seniors pushing at it, and some kids around here doing a good job. You watch for them. You can look at a lot of shitheads. You'll find them. There's a shithead, too. Three shitheads for every one good head. But as long as you can find one good head, you can't make an excuse. You see, you got your life has come. Life's come. Communism, you know, is right in theory. You know it's only right that everybody should share equally. You know it's right that people shouldn't go in and... You watch the faces, you can tell any too well. You're going to have to worry about them. And yeah, but when it's your mother and you got to take them off, it's not the fact that socks over feet, because I don't worship the body. I know that her mind's going on, immortally on, eternally on, in perpetuity on. And if she wants another body, I can arrange that, if she wants one. But it's, you know, it's in theory, right? If you couldn't put any good socks, brand new socks, on somebody's feet when some folk here don't have brand new socks. Because some folk hoarding them.
Well, good, you have to write good report of me, don't you? He also said if this was a prison, it wouldn't be hard to overthrow the guard.
Well, yeah. It ain't a prison, but it would be a hell of a time to overthrow the guard, yeah. If I were you, I'd watch that shit. Watch that shit. Because I've got some weapons that you can't see. I ain't wanted to rest with you all night, Jerry. Just be happily in love with Penny. Because next step we ain't gonna like. Me or you. But I'll do it. I say he tried to sneak some food off his plate onto someone else's. But Anita caught him and reported him. Dirty about living there in clothes. You see, son, when you do better with a penny, then you need a penny. You need a penny. Obviously, you need a penny. So you caught him,
Girl that caught him. There were so many girls there, and I thought it was her, but it was a girl that was with Linda Mitchell. Linda Mitchell knows the girl's name, Yvonne, somebody.
Hayden or Moore?
Morris? Yvonne Morrison, and she's on security right now.
Be sure to get all the names down right. I don't like anything written up without the names down right.
I went right to, the report was already turned in before I could get it corrected.
Well, you need to get back and get it corrected after it's turned in. I mean, that's no excuse.
I will, Tim. Thank you.
What about it? What did he do? Say, bring his food to somebody?
He had a plate of rice, and then I said, "Yeah." I said, "How come you never eat the rice?" And it was a plate of rice sitting on the back with some squash on it, and then he had a plate of rice and take it somewhere. I guess he's gonna take it outside and put it in the trash somewhere. And then so I said, I asked him who plate is that, and then so he said, he said he don't know. And then so he started to put his rice on that plate, and then I said, well, how can you put the rice on that plate when he's not going, like the green squash didn't even know his, but he wasn't going to eat the rice, you know, so he put the rice on the plate where the squash was, and he just was going to, you know, let all the stuff just stay on that plate. And then so I told him,
some noodles that were thrown away. Whole pot of food. Somebody throw some food. I'm in a very, very dangerous mood. I'm starting some slow whammies tonight. I'm starting some more rapid ones. But keep your eyes on me, little girl. I get my eyes straight so I can see me. Right behind the post, I'd look right straight at me. That's the best thing to do. Keep your eyes on me, not the post. Because I run out of patience with you, my old girl. That's rough when I run out of patience. And I run out of patience with a lot of you people because I love you and I try to reason with you. Like nobody on earth would reason with you. Now, there's something wrong with the rice. There's something wrong with the rice around here. If you people don't like the rice, all you have to do is make some complaints. What's wrong with the rice? Rice is good. It's not seasoned. What's wrong with the rice?
Nothing, Father. It's just that it had two bits of cassava in it. I just
two bits of cassava.
Cassava in it.
You don't like cassava?
Yes, I do. But I think it sometimes gets a little too starchy, so I didn't want to eat it.
I see. How many don't like cassava and rice mixed together? All right. Come on, put your hands up. You tell me what you like and don't like. I love you. Need to do a lot of folk, it seems. Just don't mix no more cassava and rice. Okay. Then you put the cassava on one side and the rice on another, and if the folk want the cassava, then you're going to take it, you see? I want you to have, if that many people don't like rice and cassava mixed, we don't mind. You see, that doesn't make you a treasonous person. I think you should eat it now that we've had it. You should have known how to get correct intimacy. You should know how to make, this is what a people's rally is for, to say, I like such and such and such and such. We've got the same food, for Christ's sake. We can make the best of it, you know. I mean, we don't have to mix it all together like a stew. And some things mix like a stew, some things don't mix so well like a stew. And yes, my dear. A little louder, please. Was it fair for the cooks to what? Is it cleared for them to go at 10:30 to cook breakfast now? I wasn't asked by me, but it sounds reasonable. If you want to fix me a good heavy breakfast, is that who did clear it? Huh? How many are there? I don't like anything getting us out of a people's rally, but we have to on occasion. I want to have a good breakfast tomorrow. What is it? You getting pork? You put the pork on the plate tomorrow? Who? Who are the other five, honey? Ain't no fives with me. There's names. Hazel New? Doctor who? Are you putting some ham on the plate tomorrow? I'm going to pour 200 pounds. I knew that didn't make reasonable sense to me. Yeah, the sister meant well, but I knew, no, you can't do it, no 200 pounds. 400 pounds to get a reasonable portion. I'm going to have some pork tomorrow afternoon then. You want to have one? Yeah, with the Jim, you tell the two young men back there. Tomorrow afternoon. Okay. You gonna do it tomorrow afternoon? Yeah, Monday. And who knows how to butcher so we don't lose the most? They're all gonna get. They only got one knows how to butcher. Yes. The people stand up again so we're not a butcher. They butcher this back there, but it. That affairs. He's got this so we won't lose anything. They can save damn near everything. Better Bridgewater. What is it? Heat and all. You can. All but the hide. Try it, Helen. It's not funny. And it tastes good. That hide ought to be. I hope to hell we're going to use that hide to see something valuable. What do you want? You had your hand up. What do you want, Jeff?
I'd like to suggest that the oil from the hamburger meat could be used for cooking. Leftover oil.
No, leftover oil from the hamburger to be used for cooking. Yeah, well, we want to hear everything and use everything. Okay, Jerry, you know you're going to stay longer with Penny the longer you don't conduct yourself and don't get any idea about overthrowing the guard. Because there's a lot of guards you got to overthrow before you get out to the jungle with the snakes.
What's the matter? A little monkey? Reuben don't like to be nice in church. Reuben, behave yourself. What's the matter with you, Reuben? Can't carry on like that. Sound a little bit like a vampire bat. But I had a little viper snake come in here today. He got past the guard. I'm telling you, he didn't look like much, but boy, he could have knocked your ass and have carried you out in a coffin. About that long. Reuben, he helps. I started getting him up at 3:30 a.m. He helps with the root wood to get him used to getting up early, and he has a good attitude about this. He's followed all instructions and is pleasure to have around. He has a good sense of humor, and I think he wants to get it together. He's concerned about his pattern of oversleeping, and we hope to correct this somewhat in the next few days. He also helps organize the clean clothes when they come in and helps with the children. Sloppy around the living area. What was he on there for?
For work.
I see. How long has he been on there?
Yeah, I
Just late one time?
Well, how often?
I was late 3 days straight.
Yeah.
The anarchy of the structure. They're on pennies. Okay. All right. No. Well, it's 3 days in a row. That's bad business. 2 days more. Work good and no problems, and you'll be off.
Thank you, Jack.
Mary Griffith, Jr., although Mary's off discipline, she chose to stay in that department while it's functioning very well, so far as I know, again today. I told her she could move. She said she preferred to stay a while. There seems to be less conflicts for her here. She helps with the children. Now that I like. I needed that. I had a hell of a day. These last few days have been bad for me. Thank you. Jeremy, Vincent Lopez has asked to go on the karate. He wanted to get off at 6. He said he needs a structure. He isn't doing what he should be doing with Bob Kais. Is that correct? I didn't feel like he does what he wants to do. Well, we'll let that go on. He'll go on the karate team, but he's off at 6, okay? Karate team here. He doesn't go into the night shift with Penny. He wasn't asking to go on the night shift, was he? Okay. That's good. I wish people would discipline themselves. Keep Tupper X good attitude, keep living in most neat and clean reports immediately from work and follows all instructions to stop her bossy pattern and ask permission to do things. Off tonight. Vita Cannon doing well.